Her eyes slid involuntarily toward the empty cot where a boy who died the day before had spent his final hours.
That wasn't your fault, Talia said quietly.
I know, Clark sighed. I just wished he hadn't been alone.
He wasn't. Wells was here.
What? Clark asked, confused.
He came to check on him a few times. I think the first time he came into the tent, he was looking for you, but once he saw how badly that boy was hurt.
Really? Clark asked, not quite sure whether to trust the observations of a girl who'd spent most of the past day unconscious.
It was definitely him, another voice called.
Clark looked over and saw Octavia sitting up, a playful smile on her face.
It's not every day Wells Jaha comes and sits by your bed.
Clark looked at her in disbelief. How do you even know Wells?
He visited the care center with his father a few years ago. The girls were talking about it for weeks. He's kind of a supernova.
Clark smiled at the Walden slang as Octavia continued.
I asked him if he remembered me. He said he did, but he's too much of a gentleman to say no.
Octavia gave an exaggerated sigh and placed the back of her hand against her forehead.
Alas, my one chance at love.
Hey, what about me?
A boy Clark had thought was asleep shot Octavia an injured look, and she blew him a kiss. Clark just shook her head and turned back to Talia, her eyes traveling from her friend's face back to the infected wound.
That's not a good sign, is it?
Talia asked quietly, fatigue beginning to tug at the ragged edges of her voice.
It could be worse. Your lying skills are slipping as well. What's going on?
She managed to raise an eyebrow.
Is love making you soft?
Clark stiffened and snatched her hand back from Talia's blanket. Are your injuries making you delirious? She glanced over her shoulder and was relieved to see Octavia absorbed in conversation with the Arcadian boy.
You know what he did to me.
She paused as her stomach churned with revulsion.
What he did to my parents.
Of course I know.
Talia looked at Clark with a mixture of frustration and pity.
But I also know what he risked to come here.
She smiled.
He loves you, Clark. The kind of love most people spend their whole lives looking for.
Clark sighed. Well, I hope, for your sake, that you never find it.